from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to Trevor Sikkema. Coming up at 8:40, he is an NFL analyst for Pro Football Focus. They got the grades out on all the players. We'll get his take on the Commanders in Week 1, their matchup against the Giants. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, jumps on at 9, and the head coach of your Maryland Terrapins, Mike Locksley, at 9:40. They're looking for a bounce back after losing to Michigan State. They take on UVA next, which used to happen every year, but they're no longer in the same conference. So we'll talk to Coach Locksley at 9:40.
Jason, who does Tech have this week?
At Old Dominion, 6:30.
That's another one that have got tripped them up in years past.
2 years ago, but this is a totally different roster for the Hokies.
A different coach, right?
For who?
For Old Dominion.
No, Ricky Ronnie's still there.
He's still there? Yeah. Oh, okay.
He was an offensive coordinator for Penn State back in the day. But they've struggled. They're 0-2. They turned the ball over a bunch. Got to beat Old Dominion.
I asked my buddy who was there with his wife the game. They're pummeling Surfsides. And he said it was the most boring game ever. First half in particular.
Which, V-Tech Marshall.
Oh, it was so boring.
He said it was so boring.
I mean, the only real highlight was Jalen Lane returning a punt for a touchdown. And, the first half sucked because offensively the Hokies looked stale again. They picked it up in the second half. But, yeah, they got to come out of the gates better.
Right.
Time now to hit the skins. We do it every morning at this time. It's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great.
I swear to God, Valdez loves to play that just to irk me. I feel like it's a personal shot.
Isn't the rule front that today is the last day you can play it?
Just talking about it. Yeah. I thought today is the cutoff day. Drab said,
Eric
thought it was
always
yesterday.
Said Wednesday is the day that you play the real.
Drab is right. I think usually Wednesday we've turned the page and we go positive.
Valdez, he likes to put, even though he picks the Commanders off and he's generous sometimes in the season predictions, once they start spiraling, there's no bigger pile jumper.
I get no glee out of it.
Okay, I feel like there's a little glee.
He doesn't. He's got a team where he rolls out of bed and win 11 or 12 games every year.
It's so quick, like right away, hit the skids. Right away you hit the button. You love it. I just feel like you love it. Can you do me a favor?
What?
Can you play the good one? Can you play the good one? Just to cheer me
just
up a little bit.
Just to get you a little piped.
Thank you.
I just was messing around with my fantasy team during the break, and always like to hear. Just like Jason does, pick Cakes' brain. But then I stumbled on something called...
Thank you.
Basically AI, like recommendations.
All right, yes.
And one of the recommendations on the rise for this week, Commander's defense, believe it or not.
You know what? It's not a bad play. You're facing Daniel Jones. Now, you have to take out the fact that he's scorched this team in the past. That's all, that's that independent event. Coming up this Sunday.
It's an independent event, except that he's the guy that did it repeatedly.
I know, and it's that residue is in a lot of people's brains.
It's in mine.
And the the Commanders' defense looked so terrible against Tampa. It's hard to trust them.
Right.
Really hard to trust
them. To that point.
Jonathan Allen told us yesterday we're going to play much better football. So.
I hope he's right.
I know he says that all the time.
I hope that's the case.
No, but I think they'll make corrections.
I'm sure they will.
To tell you the truth Monday, whatever the heck it is. I don't even know how to say it. What is it? To tell the truth
Monday? Tell the truth Monday.
Tell the truth Monday.
It's not to tell the truth.
Tell the truth Monday.
Yes.
It's going to give them the answers.
TTMM.
Yeah, whatever the heck that is.
TT.
You know, everybody has a Skins podcast, Commanders podcast, sure. Like literally everyone.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
If you go on YouTube, you'd be stunned at how many there are. Right. And God bless them, right? Loyal
sure.
fans. I
Everybody's
love it.
Doing their thing.
Somebody sent me a link where these two guys, I guess they found themselves in the bowels of the Tampa Stadium near the
Is
locker
it still
room.
Called Raymond James? I mean, we could ask Mike Maher. He was
you
there
know
this
that.
Weekend. Yeah.
I don't know what it's called.
Yeah.
They were right outside the locker room.
Yeah.
And they said they were standing right next to, you know, Adam Peters.
I know, I saw.
Did you see this clip?
Heard he was hot.
Well, that's the thing. Like, Adam Peters.
Not like hot, dreamy looking. He's that already. Yeah. But like, steamed, pissed.
Like, he was on fire. They said you didn't want to be within like 2 feet of him as the game ended. And, you know, we see this mild-mannered, soft-spoken guy at the podium every time. Like, he couldn't be more mild-mannered.
He's very professional.
He couldn't be more soft-spoken.
Right.
And they say he was hot
He's
after
a competitor.
That game.
He wants to. He doesn't want to get boat raced.
He doesn't want to get embarrassed week one.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know where that was at. I don't know if that was directed at the coaches, the players, the whole situation. If there was one incident that really pissed them off. But...
Did you also hear the nugget that I don't know if he was pissed at Jonathan Allen, that Jonathan Allen was the first guy on the bus, which some people were saying kind of a lack of leadership. Now, we've had Jonathan Allen on every week. Seems like a leader to me. Like, I don't know
what he's supposed to do.
I don't know. Maybe just stick around and board the team bus with the rest of the team instead of being the first guy on. I don't know. It's just something I heard.
Yeah, that's weird.
I love Jonathan Allen. That's unfair.
This is the guy editorializing.
Right.
For sure.
Like, this is what he thought. This is, like, if JP saw Jonathan Allen get on the bus first, and JP goes, you know what? He got on the bus first. He's not a leader.
Right.
Like, that's.
Oh, yeah, that part. Yeah, so for sure.
Yeah.
No, of course he's editorializing. Who knows if that's a good thing or a bad thing? But who is saying somebody was pissed about it? They're saying Adam Peters was pissed about it?
Peters is pissed about it. I think that was just another nugget, like. Ah, Peters is mad. Oh, Jonathan Allen boarded the bus first. Could be a lack of leadership.
No.
But that's, again, it's
trust me,
one guy's opinion.
The last thing you need is some sort of team meeting in the locker room when everyone's pissed off and venting.
Right.
No.
And
no,
from
no.
everything we've experienced with Jonathan Allen, when he's come on the show, seems like a great team leader.
Yeah. He's, read nothing into that.
Yeah, right.
I would read literally nothing.
He got on the bus first, so he's not a leader.
He's probably pissed.
That's basically what the guy was saying.
Like, we let Tampa hang almost 40 on us. I'm pissed. I just want to get to the airport.
He probably wanted the last thing he wanted to be is in that stadium at that moment.
Right.
That's what.
But I could definitely see Peters being pissed off.
Oh yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, I guess so too. For sure. I mean.
He seems like a kind of a chill dude.
Right.
You know what he's probably doing
when you see him in press conferences. But he's
probably cursing Ron under his breath. For saddling him with such a rebuilding project, with such a bare bones roster,
yeah, right. But
he can only do so much in one off season.
When he took the job, he knew
it was a major big hill to rebuild. Climb. Of course, he had to know that.
So we touched on the kicker move. Obviously, they're going to move on from Cade York after the disastrous debut, and then the idea that his contract, I guess, was sort of locked in, or at least the draft pick was if he played in week two. After that, they weren't going to do that. So they signed Austin Siebert to the active roster. We talked about that yesterday. His sort of odyssey around the NFL is kind of a standard kicker bit. He's played 31 games in 5 NFL seasons for a bunch of different teams. But this is just an interesting side note, and, you know, probably won't amount to much. But root for him, Aneem Dankwa was signed to the practice squad, Cakes.
He's a monster, right?
He's 6'8", 353 pounds, and even better, he's from around the corner, played for Howard University.
Ah, very good.
So
he was an undrafted
free agent. Originally, I think he was with the Eagles. I don't know if they signed him off their practice squad. I don't quite know what happened there, but 6'8", 353-pound tackle from Howard. He's on the practice squad, but, you know, let's see. Maybe they can develop something there. I know that's certainly the goal. You mentioned the PFF grades. We haven't really gone through them yet. Do you care to guess? I have the offense dialed up. Do you care to guess?
Got
to
be pretty low.
Highest rated?
Highest rated. Let's just say three or four offensive
guys. I'm going to put Eckler there. I'm going to put Cosme there.
Daniels. Eckler is eighth. He is 62 overall grade.
I'll put Cosme in there.
Cosme's second. He's always highly rated. 81.6.
What about Biadasz? Where does he come in?
Biadasz sixth. He came in at 64.9, so that seems pretty good. Brandon Coleman's in the top five at 65.1.
Who was the highest rated player on offense? Jaden Daniels?
It's got to be Daniels.
No,
right?
Daniels is the lowest rated on offense. He got a 50 score overall, just a 36 passing. Brian Robinson's number one. B-Rob.
Why? Just because he scored?
Well, I think because of the pass catching. Was there another one that was called back, too, or something? There was something happened.
He had a big gain, and they called the worst little phantom block in the back on, who was it?
Oz. Was it on Oz?
I think it was on Zacchaeus. Yeah. I mean, he glanced the guy on the back, and it's just like they threw a flag.
That was dicey.
It's ridiculous.
Right. And then the other one that got some love was Cornelius Lucas. So, yeah, when you look at...
So the receivers were just blah.
Yeah, I mean, Terry was the second lowest.
Yeah, they did nothing.
So they at the bottom, they had Jaden ranked. See, Jaden got a very pretty high score running, right? 74.6, passing 36.3. And I actually can't even argue it. He didn't really do anything in the passing game of note, other than, you know, I'm glad he didn't get sacked more than twice under extreme duress.
I saw one of those film breakdowns yesterday, and whoever did it, I can't remember who did it, whatever NFL analyst did it, pointed out a bunch of occasions where there were open receivers and he decided to run.
I'm going to guess his score would have been higher if if Luke McCaffrey had pulled the trigger on the trick play and thrown the ball back to him because he had a caravan of dudes blocking out on the right side.
Why didn't he throw it?
Maybe he didn't see him.
Why did what?
Why didn't Luke throw it? Because when you look at the film, it looks like it was open.
He looked around and just didn't, he wasn't comfortable throwing it. So he just tucked it and ran.
It almost looked like it was a fake. You know what I mean? Like, he was faking it, but the way it was set up, it was not a fake.
I saw it, and I was like, oh, my God, they're going to throw it back to Jaden. He's going to run it in.
Yeah. Someone needs to ask
but
Luke.
But that could happen later.
Can we search the archive? Someone has to have asked him after the game, why didn't you pull the trigger?
Yeah.
The freaking kid was wide open.
So open.
Who knows? Kirk Benkert, remember the former, like, longtime, like, backup quarterback? Yep. I was watching his review this morning, and he loved what he saw from Jaden.
Right.
He was like, you know, he just loved it. So certainly there's things to improve upon, but he thinks he's got it all. Defensively, defensive grades, you care to guess the highest rated defensive player?
Ooh.
For a team that gave up 37 points?
Yeah, it's going to be tough to find.
I'll give it to Quan Martin.
How about my guy, Jamin Davis?
Nice.
Jamin Davis got a 78.8.
How many plays was he on the field for?
Back padding machine. Back padding machine. It's always,
why are you pointing at me? You know where
because,
it is.
Okay, here we go. Back padding. I mean, as soon as they hired DQ, happening? Now that defense was dreadful, but Jamin was a bright spot.
He didn't play much.
Immediately.
He had one tackle for loss.
13 snaps.
Did Forbes get a zero? What was his grade?
No, you know what's funny? Forbes, they get a 33, but someone also sent me every snap of Forbes on defense.
Yep.
I mean, it was like a 7 minutes full of clips.
Right.
You know, like, I don't know how many plays he was in on 34 plays. In 32 of them, he's not really doing much.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't seem like he was burned on a bunch of them. So it's hard. Mm. It's he was doing fine on most of them.
It's a team that gave up 37.
He was burned on the one where he grabbed the face mask, and
that was a disaster.
That play was a disaster.
He had pass interference and face mask on the same
play. I don't know how many times he was targeted. Do you have that? I don't know how many times he was targeted. But when you watch every play, it's not like they're picking on him every time he's out there. For clear it up. So Jamin was number one. I struggle to say this guy's name, and it's my fault, not his. Noah Igbinoghen. the corner. Is that how you say it? Igbinana.
He came in when Forbes went to the sideline.
Yeah, he played 28 snaps. He was their second highest rated. Percy Butler, Fedarian Matthews.
Mathis.
And so those are your top four right there. The bottom, Forbes. Sanistrel had a tough day, I think.
Yep.
Quan Martin. I thought Quan Martin was okay.
I thought
he was cleaning up a lot of mess. For whatever reason, they had him down at the bottom. Do you guys know who the captains were? So I guess they do rotating captains every week.
I would guess
three captains for week one.
I'd guess Terry McLaurin.
Yep.
John Allen.
Nope.
Wagner.
Jeremy Reeves, like special teams.
Jeremy Reeves is a special team.
Two out of three, so we're missing somebody on the defense.
Yeah. You'll never guess it. Cleveland Farrell.
Yeah, definitely wouldn't guess that.
Long-time veteran.
It's Farrell. I got named a captain. Shake it off.
He had the only sack, right?
He did, yes, because Daron Payne was a monster and got into the backfield and basically pushed Baker Mayfield into Farrell.
We haven't broken down the Giants game. We can either do that later today, or we can obviously do it tomorrow when we hit the Skins. But a big matchup, believe it or not. I think a lot of people's sort of personal fortunes are riding on this. Certainly Daniel Jones's future is riding on this. 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, my friend.
At Northwest Stadium, Cakes. How packed will it be?
I think that there's... Usually there's a lot of Giants fans in attendance, but I don't know how
there's
well they're going to travel
there.
Because a lot of them just hate Daniel Jones. They're out on the team right now.
Right.
I'm going to say total attendance, let's go 53,000.
That's pretty good.
And let's say...
Home opener.
Let's say 70. I'm going to say 70% Commanders fans.
Wow, that's very optimistic.
You're going to see some blue in there, but I think it's going to be more Commanders fans than Giants fans.
Jason, do you...
FanDuel number, Washington laying 1.5.
Do you follow this site, Dimers? Do you ever go there for info?
I've seen it.
So Dimers.com, they have their own little simulator thing.
Okay.
They did 10,000 simulations of this game.
Mm-hmm. Man, that computer's upset. It had to do 10,000 Sims and Giants.
All right, how do you think it came out? The predictive model.
60% Washington.
Very
winner.
Close. 59% of the Commanders beating the Giants.
Yeah.
And the That's final predictive score, 23-21.
ESPN's predictor was right at 60%.
Right.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in. Remember, we've got Trevor Sikkema to talk more NFL from Pro Football Focus coming up at 8:40. Next, we'll tackle Junkies Hypotheticals.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. We've got Trevor Sikkema from PFF joining us later. Trying to figure out, I'm on our Junkies Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio, and I saw highest graded quarterbacks week one. And it has Brock Purdy with an 89.6, but then when I click on the site, I see Josh Allen at 92.1, so I just don't understand.
We can ask Trevor later how they come up with the grades, like why they're so wacky.
Well, Josh Allen should be rated higher. He counted for 4 touchdowns.
Correct.
And Purdy, even though Purdy played well,
he
didn't turn the ball over.
He didn't rush any touchdowns.
So
maybe I overvalue, I don't know, scoring and touchdowns.
Right.
They seem to be pretty important.
I don't think
no,
you
but
do.
When I look at the site, the top five are Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, Matthew Stafford. So I don't understand how it doesn't match up.
Don't know.
Maybe it's just a difference on Instagram. All right. Time now for our Junkies Hypotheticals. Valdez every week comes up with some hypotheticals for us to kick around.
Based on the news. Based on the gossip.
Current events.
Current events.
All right. Here's hypothetical number one for you guys.
Okay.
All right. The Browns are in QB hell with Deshaun trade and contract. If the Browns today offered you the same trade they did the Texans for Jaden Daniels, would you accept it?
Seven draft picks? How many number ones?
Three number ones.
Yes.
A number four and a number three. This is after one game
after
of Jaden.
One. Me, personally, no. I'm too invested emotionally in this kid. I think he's a superstar.
I would do it.
I'm going to say no, because if you feel like you have your guy, I'm not going to trade it for three or four number one picks or three number
one. You
can
find another guy.
When's the next time we're going to be? I mean, I guess if you trade him, then you'll be at the
There's
top.
There's no guarantee that those Cleveland Browns picks are in the top 10. It could be the 25th pick in the draft. No, thank you.
That's true.
Yeah, but you're going to probably.
You'll be bad.
It's one week into it, but you're probably going to have a top pick yourself.
It might.
And you're going to give me three more first round picks.
You know what's in my hand?
This is a rebuild.
Bird in the hand, right there. Got the bird in the hand.
That's fair. I don't think it's a no brainer.
It's not necessarily a no brainer.
You're getting seven players.
I'm sure there are a bunch of nerds that would tell you that you have to do it. I just can't do it. I'm emotionally locked in.
You are. You're all in.
Would the Ravens give up seven picks for Lamar right now? No. Would the Bills give up seven picks for Josh Allen? No.
Well, those guys are a little bit more established.
Understood.
I mean, Jaden's played one game.
I know what he's played.
Those guys have been to Super Bowls and championships.
Right. He's just saying, though, that some teams would say no.
Yeah. I would agree.
I'm nowhere near giving up on the kid.
I mean, team no give up Jaden.
In fact, I was fairly thrilled with his performance. I wish he had passed
more. I'll tell you what,
the
Cleveland Browns would give you 100 draft picks if you took Watson.
Yes, they would. They would give up draft picks in perpetuity.
Yeah. We'll give you 100 draft picks right. And take Deshaun in his contract.
Yes. Yeah.
Kevin Stefanski would throw the biggest rager if that happened. He'd have the biggest house party in Cleveland
history.
He'd
have a rager in his pants.
Oh, that too.
Yeah.
All right. Hypothetical number two. This is a DirecTV Disney conflict hypothetical.
All right.
You get free cable. Free cable. Okay. But you have to omit ESPN from your package. Would you do it?
Hold on, free cable.
Well, yeah,
for the rest of your
life.
Yeah.
Well, it's just another way.
You get free cable for as long as the dispute is if it's ongoing.
Yeah, because then I would just watch ESPN on YouTube TV.
No. You're not allowed to have another. You're not allowed to have another service.
I would be okay with that.
You basically get your AT&T phone deal for cable.
I'm going
to
miss college games and some pro games.
Yeah. Monday night game.
ESPN carries Monday Night Football.
Yes, and they carry one playoff game.
But you're missing all of those games. Your ACC Network, SEC Network.
That's okay. I don't need all that.
Okay. Well, you're missing college games. And there are
College games over the air, ABC, CBS, all the other carriers.
I would not do that.
I would do it.
I think I'd do it. It's a lot of cash.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
I watch more college than you guys. ESPN, you guys don't care.
ESPN just bugs me. They bugged me ever since we interviewed with them, and they were quizzing us on
I don't like watching all the talk shows.
Conference. Yeah. No, but I remember we interviewed with them. We had our Come to Jesus moment. I'm not going to do a whole bit on it, but we were sitting down with Mark Shapiro and all these nerds, and they were asking us, who's the quarterback for Cincinnati? You know, Conference USA. Give me the breakdown. F you. Who cares? It was so important to them that we were just these nerds that knew every detail. I actually hate them.
I don't think those questions actually came up in the meeting, but we were prepped hey, they might try and trip you up.
Might try and gotcha.
But they didn't. All right. They actually offered us a contract.
I know. I still hate them. I hate everything about them. They're snobs, know-it-alls. Oh. I hate them. Go ahead.
All right. This is backyard talk.
I hate that.
I think these are specific for Cakes and EB.
All right.
EB, would you give up booze for a year for a state-of-the-art golf shed? Cakes, would you smoke one cigarette a day for a year to have the pickleball court of your choice, the dream pickleball court? In your
one
backyard.
One heater a day?
One a day.
Yes, 100%. Yes, 100%.
I give up booze.
I would smoke the wimpiest lung dart ever once a day for a year, and I'd have my dream pickleball set up. Easy.
Yeah, by the way, I'm bitter that nobody reached out to me about a silly deal for a golf shed. But yes, I would do that. I could do that, believe it or not. I mostly drink out of boredom.
Now I'd be huffing and puffing, chasing down balls.
Okay, but you're going to be bored every day.
Yeah, but you're like you don't get it, and then have to stop. You have to do it for the year, and then after the year's over, boom.
What do you mean?
So like they have to make sure you do it for the year.
Yeah, yeah. I could go a year without booze.
Year hiatus.
All right. I honestly could.
Yeah, I don't think you could do that. No chance.
I think Cakes would get tired of the lung darts after about.
Oh, I would
2 months.
Get tired of. I would make the and sacrifice then, and though.
What if Amy said, this isn't worth it, you reek of cigs and tobacco?
Well, I would just brush my teeth and scrub my tongue and...
Yeah, but it's still oozing out of your pores.
I know, it's not great. It's not great, but I think I would make the sacrifice.
Okay. I stick to Listerine.
Man, I sat down next to somebody yesterday. I was probably 5 feet from him.
Yeah.
And that's all I smelled.
Was it Mike Marr?
It wasn't Mike Marr. I just wanted to just tell
him. You're throwing some Jackson dots.
I just wanted to tell him, you're such a loser.
Right.
You're just a loser.
Yeah. That's how I felt.
It's not great to smoke cigarettes. Uh-huh. I mean, I know this now. I didn't know it when I was puffing on them back in the day.
If it was a Zin a day.
Oh,
I can't
do
a Zin a day.
He's mentally out on
that. I just can't. My body can't handle it.
Well, you went hard, though. You needed to go a little softer. You needed to graduate.
Understood. I jumped into the deep end.
Yeah.
I don't think this ecosystem could handle a 3 milligrams in. I think it would just.
Even half it?
It would reject it.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty sure.
All right. Would you guys skip watching week 2 of the NFL for a free rebuy to the Circa?
Yes.
To trade.
No.
Skip week,
no.
Skip week no. 2 for a rebuy for the
no.
Circa.
I would. Yes.
No.
No, because you know why about these? Because I know I'm going to be a loser anyway. Right.
It's an exercise of futility.
It's still a waste of
but
2 minutes.
But I like having the sweat. I want to jump back in.
It's not a whole season. It's just week 2.
I know. Just
just Sunday's games. You can watch Monday, Thursday.
Yeah, of course.
No.
That wouldn't change your
because
mind?
I'm thankful we're knocked
why.
Out of that
because
thing.
Because we'd still be alive. I would pick the Chargers to boat race the Panthers, make it to week 3, and we're good. We're off and running. Yes, I would do that.
Hmm.
Am I allowed to look at box scores on my phone? Just no moving pictures?
Sure, I'd allow box
then
scores.
Good. Then I'm good. I get to watch live scoring. Yes.
You're going to watch a score bug.
You think I wouldn't? Hold on. You think I haven't done that before? You think I haven't had the TV up and then I have my laptop 2 feet away and the laptop has live scoring up on it? Everybody does that. Right?
No.
I do.
Eric Bickle definitely doesn't do that.
I do. I have all the games.
Of course you do. Of course. Because you care.
I'm a degen. Right.
Hey, have you guys noticed that there's a massive anti-red zone trend going on right now?
Oh, really? I've not noticed.
Yes.
There's backlash against red zone?
People are just out on red zone.
Why these? It used to be the hot fire. Why is
it's because,
out now?
It's because there's no context to like the games. They're calling it, it's for iPad kids who are growing up.
All right.
People have no attention spans.
Yeah, I personally don't love it.
There's a groundswell of anti-red zone
I'd
people.
I'd rather just lock in on one game.
I'm the same way.
Commercials are annoying, though.
God, I don't like commercials.
They're so annoying.
I have Quad Box. I don't use Quad. It's too distracting. I'm with you. I'm team lock in.
You're not getting the full story of the game.
I agree. I mean, fine. It's as a change up.
But I know, but remember, everyone loved Red Zone, like. Now everyone's kind of turning on Red Zone. I'm not sure if you
are. We seeing like a downturn in their numbers, their subscription numbers?
I've noticed a Barstool had a whole article about it.
Yeah.
I see that there's a lot of, it's either you're on one side or the other.
Right.
There's no middle ground. Yeah.
Okay. It's
very polarized. Mm.
Anything else? Or that's it.
I got one more. One more. All right. That good.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. Ozempic is touting a remarkable convenient pill.
Ozempic.
That sheds 13% of your weight in 3 months. Would you take a fat pill, and at what weight?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
If I could shed 13% of my weight,
I'm not taking
months?
Any experimental anything.
Yeah, I would take it. What are the side effects?
I mean, how
we don't know. We don't know yet. We don't know yet.
We don't it's know the
first.
The side
it's Ozempic's first pill, but it's their second iteration of
what are the side effects of the injected Ozempic?
I'm not sure. I don't think people
here's the side
necessarily
effect.
Know.
You lose your muscle mass. You've got Ozempic butt. You've got a saggy butt, saggy biceps. You look nubs.
I don't think I would ever be, unless I was like 400 pounds.
Yeah.
Morbidly obese.
Yeah. If I was morbidly obese and just want to live, I would do it. But
does that happen to those that work out, though?
Yes. Mm. Yes.
No matter what, that's what happens to people.
I've heard a lot of people say that.
I didn't know.
I don't know. Everybody, like, you look at Batista now?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. He looks
sickly. Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Is he just, like, fading away?
Well, he did. No, they say he did it to become an actor.
Quit doing steroids, too.
Yeah, quit doing steroids, which obviously makes you, but not like this.
Yeah.
This is not a
Batista
good
Batista was just on, what was he? He was doing, like, NFL pregame this week.
Yeah. Cakes, you could bench more than Batista.
Well, I don't know about that.
I mean,
could Valdez beat up Batista right now?
He went from, like, the manliest man to, like,
so he doesn't look anything like he does in Guardians of the Galaxy, is what you're telling me.
No, he looks...
he's big and swole in that.
No, so skinny and sickly looking. It's not a good
I think
look.
You're being unfair. I think he didn't want to carry 300 pounds around anymore.
Yeah.
When big fat offensive linemen lose weight, everyone says they look great.
Yeah.
He just didn't. He just he's not a body lifter.
You know,
Emmanuel Forbes looks better.
He looks like Manny Forbes.
He just has a big head. That's why it looks a little
weird. You know what? He probably covers better than Manny Forbes.
Yeah. You know what? They should sign him.
Yeah. I think he looks terrible.
Oh, poor Manny Forbes.
I'm looking
he's a nice
at Dave
kid
Bautista.
Too.
Let me see.
We killed him. Like a red carpet, like in
just
the last
attacking
week or
him.
Two. I don't know if
and I don't know how to measure. It says that he shed 4 stone.
Yeah, what is
to
that?
To achieve his 19-year-old physique
don't use
at 55.
Stone. You got
to
use pounds, Ricky. We're not in Germany.
I mean,
what are we doing here?
He looks good.
I don't
the only thing
looks
that
good.
Looks
I
weird
looks
to
sickly.
Me, and it's fine.
He looks like an alien.
He's wearing a bunch of pearls.
Yeah, trust me, it's not good looking.
Batista's wearing a pearl necklace.
Oh, look at his Instagram. He's I'm got just, a great. Body. Yeah. I don't know what to say. You guys are insane.
I'm agreeing with you.
Eric Bickle thinks he looks
fit.
Terrible. He's skinny. If that's what you're, if that's your look, if you like skinny, gaunt, emaciated,
you know, he looks like the alien that runs across the screen and signs.
It's an old ass reference. I don't get it.
He just looks like an alien.
All right, don't forget, we got Trevor Sikkema coming up at 8:40, Mike Rizzo at 9, Mike Loxley, 9:45. We got a lot. Feels like D.C.'s steamy summer temps are still here, Cakes. And if you're already sweating, whether or not your residential or commercial cooling system can beat the heat, then call the 5-star cooling experts at Crop Metcalf. Whether it's maintenance, service, replacement, or service agreements, the 5-star technicians at Crop Metcalf will ensure your comfort all season long. Give him a call at 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician and proud partner of your Washington Nationals.
Coming up at 8:40, Trevor Sikkema joins us, analyst for PFF. I figured out why the graphic was different than what I was looking at on my screen.
Okay.
I had last year's PFF grades up. So Josh Allen was number one last year.
It's a Donkey Kong. What are you doing?
But don't you think Josh Allen should have been higher?
Can you read?
Josh Allen didn't finish in the top 5 in PFF's grades. Lamar finished like 15.
I don't understand how they do their grading. I guess I could look into all the metrics, but if a guy...
Trevor would have to explain that.
If a guy rushes for 2 touchdowns and throws another 2 and leads his team to a victory after being... I think they were down 14. I'm going to grade him higher than top 5.
They were
so
down
Purdy was indeed 1 with Sam Darnold number 2.
Right.
I mean, Baker finished 6. Baker had 4.
He was efficient. He threw 2 touchdowns, but he turned the ball over once. I think he was like 18 of 24, 17 of 25, something in that range.
I mean, I'm guessing the fumble that Josh Allen had, maybe that knocks him down.
That's probably what it is.
All right, he had the turnover. Turnovers might kill you in the PFF grading system. But
right.
He counted. Threw for 2.
See, that's why Purdy's so high. He didn't turn the ball over. He was efficient.
And they give him credit for the throw to Ayuk, even though it wasn't completed for a touchdown.
Right, because it should have been, right.
All right, time now for the Junkies Blitz, brought to you by Offenbachers. You can visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis. They have a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture. Did you get your hot tub straight, EB, last week? You were sweating it with people coming over. You were having to get, I don't know, cleaning products.
Yeah, no, it's great. I went over to Offenbachers. They hooked me up. I'm all straight. So,
I'm so excited about it.
Well, I mean, I still had to pay for the stuff. But, yeah, I got everything I needed.
Did you... You had that big catering bill, right? Is that the one?
Yeah. Well, that was this past
year. Money. You told me you paid for it. Yeah.
That's absurd.
What are you going to do? It went wonderfully. They did an amazing job.
It was a big number.
I mean, what are you going to do?
He's entertaining a lot of people.
Don't do it again. Don't do it again.
Yeah. I got another one. I got another one coming up. I don't know where she'll be.
Save that money, brother.
All right, I'm gonna have the first rendition of the JPPP coming up, but a couple of stories in the NFL to mention. Steelers have a quarterback decision. Justin Fields started the first game because Russell Wilson was hurt. He still apparently has an aggravated calf injury.
Mm-hmm.
So Mike Tomlin said that they are preparing as if Justin Fields is going to be their quarterback.
And Fields wasn't bad in the opener. Like, he didn't turn the ball over. He didn't have huge passing numbers, but I think he chipped in with almost 60 rushing yards.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was 14 for 57. He was 17 for 23. Only got sacked twice.
There was one pass.
I mean, I don't think you can play an older quarterback, immobile quarterback, that has a calf injury.
Right.
I mean, you got to play the younger, faster guy. I mean,
you would think.
And they're playing Denver. I mean, it's not like Denver is.
Russ is probably itching to play.
It's on the road. It's right. At Denver.
He wants to shove it in Peyton's face.
Did you like Russ's bit in week one? He's inactive. He's not going to play.
Yeah.
And he's suited up.
Yeah, I saw that.
He's a try too hard guy.
Way too hard.
Like, just if you want to wear your jersey, fine. You don't need the shoulder pads on. You're not going into the game. You're inactive. I don't understand it.
I think they got.
He's a weirdo. I mean, Drab can vouch for that. The guy's weird.
Justin Fields ended up with the 10th highest PFF grade.
Which is
Jaden Daniels was 25. Caleb Williams 26.
I'm gonna guess
27.
Kirk Cousins probably had a low
29
PFF grade.
Oh yeah, it's interesting. How does Jaden Daniels have 25? He didn't turn the ball over. He had two scores
because he didn't do anything passing. He basically didn't, and listen, I love him. I think he's a superstar, but he didn't. They never got the passing game going, and so it was it was all just him running his ass off.
Justin Fields didn't do much passing. He had less rushing yards, didn't score.
Yeah, I can't speak to his.
I don't know how he got 10. And even though I think he played well, he managed the game.
I saw.
What did they have for Caleb, you said?
Oh, he had to be low. Yeah,
you want the PFF grade?
Yeah, I mean, that's your boy.
A negative 50.
Jaden Daniels was a 50.7. Caleb Williams was a 49.1.
Oh, they were close.
Yes. That doesn't make sense to me.
25th and 26th.
You know what?
I told you that PFF.
Caleb should have had a touchdown pass.
You're too deep in the PFF weeds over there.
Here's the thing on Jaden.
They grade every pass.
Okay, but they grade taking care of the ball. He did fumble three times, didn't lose any, but he put the ball on the ground three times. They just recovered.
I also heard he had a 20-yard sack, like where he was running around crazy.
So maybe that factors in.
I don't know. To me, all I can tell you is this: when I watched Jaden at the end of the game, I was fairly thrilled.
They gave him a 36.3 passing.
I mean, I wish we had gotten the passing game going more, but he just didn't really attempt that many.
What kills him is his passing grade. They gave him a 75 rushing, but a 36
passing.
I think you're going to see a lot more layups. Maybe there were guys he just missed.
I think you're going to see layups for Terry early in this game against the Giants.
Yeah, I think
get him going.
Okay. I expect to see a big learning curve this
week. There's no way that Terry McLaurin is going through this first half without a reception.
Cakes, do I pick up the Pittsburgh defense playing against do I pick up the Denver defense playing at home against Pittsburgh? Because right now I currently have Miami. They're playing Buffalo Thursday.
I wouldn't start Miami against Buffalo. I'd rather have the Pittsburgh defense against Denver.
Unavailable.
But if you could have it the other way around, that works too.
I just think Denver at home will cause problems.
Strictly passing, there were three quarterbacks rated below Jaden Daniels. Bryce Young.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins.
No, Will Levis, of course, dead last. Surprisingly, Jalen Hurts, who did have two picks on.
That's the turnovers.
Friday.
That probably kills your score.
Yes. One more story here before we get to the initial entry of the JPPP. Jordan Love hasn't been ruled out. It's likely that Malik Willis is going to play.
He ain't playing.
They didn't want to put Jordan Love on the IR. He's not cleared to play right now, but. You read some stories, and maybe Matt LaFleur is playing some games, but they're not ruling him out.
Kind of egregious.
He needed help to walk off the field. There's no chance he's playing.
In my opinion, a little egregious that the Packers started the season with Malik Willis as the backup to Jordan Love.
Mm-hmm.
I think behind him is what? Clifford?
You got to have a higher caliber backup than that.
Like is it Sean Clifford?
I think you have to have a veteran. You've got three young quarterbacks as your top three guys. So you got to have a veteran in there.
Yeah, is it possible Malik Willis was just in a bad system and they just didn't utilize his talents well?
That is a possibility. Yeah. I think the more likely possibility is he's just
good.
A really bad passer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And his legs can't bail him out to the same level as like a Jaden Daniels.
Right. Can.
All right, time for week one JPPP. It is my top five NFL teams right now. At number five.
Hold on. Let me guess.
Mm-hmm. I have a guess.
Number five is the Miami Dolphins.
I'm going to guess JP has. He's kind of a Baker mark. I'm going to put the Bucs in at number five.
Really?
Yeah.
Neither of those teams
they've
made my top five.
Team. I don't think so.
That's got true. The Houston Texans in at number five.
Wow.
I think CJ Stroud picked up from where he left off. Diggs didn't have an overwhelming day in terms of yardage, but he did find the end zone twice. They got better in the offseason.
By the way, Stephon Diggs' average depth of target, care to guess, from the line of scrimmage?
Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
In the
one game.
2 yards.
1.5 yards.
Yeah.
He's just getting the short game. He took advantage of it in this game.
Number four, I've got the Detroit Lions. Despite the turnovers, I've got Philly number three. And the top two, I think it's fairly obvious they were in the Super Bowl last year. Mm-hmm. I've got the 49ers, who still look powerful, at number two, and the Chiefs at number one. It's hard to displace the Chiefs.
Can't argue with either.
Well, they'll be the Chiefs until they start losing. They're going to be the number one team. You don't have Dallas in there. It's interesting.
I don't. You could maybe make an argument that Dallas is up there. They didn't look that great, especially if you look at the second half.
Saints-Dallas is a sneaky good game in week two.
Yeah.
That Saints offense. Now, they were going against the Panthers, the worst team in the league. But Kubiak running that offense is going to be a good thing for the Saints.
Still to come on the Junkies, we've got Mike Locksley, Maryland head football coach, joining us at 9:40. Mike Rizzo, the GM of the Nats at 9, and Trevor Sikkema from Pro Football Focus at 8:40 right here on the Junks.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.